was not able to function in a big city. It was terrible, a complete anarchy. Teaching was almost impossible. Kids were wild. Parents were taking care of existence. We were receiving probably $5 a month as a salary because of the money devaluating. Is it a good word?
Devaluating. Yeah, devaluating. Demand. Yeah.
And so the stores were completely without food. And I'm not sure how we made it through those years. So I decided to spend summer in our old the house in the village. And that's where I re-met my husband. We were born in that same village, and we went to school together, elementary school and kindergarten. But then he went to Bosnia to study psychology. And when the war started, he was pushed to come back to Serbia. And he was a school psychologist in the village. So we immediately made a decision to run away and escape. We exchanged experiences, and it was just impossible for both of us. So soon after we met, we decided to, I stayed there, and I was an art teacher in that small village. So it was continuously difficult economically. We didn't have money. As I said, it was constantly cold, no gas, no electricity. He was pulled to a war for maybe several months. So I was alone there. It was just terrible. Very, very unpleasant memories. And as I said, I'm not sure how we went through.
Do you have a hard time remembering the details of those
emotionally?
I think sometimes when people have very difficult experiences, your brain tends to
that's
block
what
it
I
out.
Said. It's a certain amnesia. After we came here, I probably subconsciously wanted to erase all the memories.
Yeah,
but it's part of my life, and it helped us grow up. So after you know, when you look back, you actually perceive it as valuable experience.
Yeah,
that is just incorporated in structure of our existence now.